thumb for boomers and beyond.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Got a great, really a great, great show today. Today is May 7th, Saturday. Hope you guys had a wonderful week. It's been a very, very anxious week in the metals markets. Also been an anxious week in the energy markets. I was happy to say that I was on Market Watch yesterday, national radio, and Big Al said not to worry about gold and silver, not to worry about the price of oil going down. Both of these things are going to reverse themselves quickly. And they certainly did the day after this particular program, Friday. If you want to hear what I had to say, simply go on our website where you're probably listening to this and listen to the daily editorial. I am chatting right now with the guy who in my opinion, is one of the real experts in the area of gold and silver. His calls are absolutely uncanny. They have been absolutely uncanny for as long as I've known Peter. Peter Grandich has a great website out there. He's got a great blog. He's my go-to guy, my big brother in the industry. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Thank you, Al, for those nice, kind words.
Well, they're nice and kind, but you know what? They're true. Hey, you know, you put out a missive earlier in the week. I think you put it out on Wednesday. You dealt with the question of the correction that was going on in gold and silver. You were talking about how the media was kind of chastising people like you and I for continuing to be optimistic. And you know what? I think for fundamental reasons, my friend, you and I were absolutely correct.
For me, it's been so much up and down. I forgot the exact day, but when silver was just above $49, I actually said to liquidate all the holdings. And then when gold hit $15.75, I said to sell partial of it, on the belief that there was going to be a substantial correction that would last several weeks or months. The fact is, it happened in a matter of days, and then Thursday, we said that the correction was over, that what we thought would take weeks or months, literally just talk days, and to buy back all the positions. And what I wrote about after that, which you referred to, was that the media, who's been on the wrong side of gold and silver since gold was $300 and silver was $5.
Right.
Literally, only in the last few weeks that silver finally broke out this, you know, crazy numbers, got on the bandwagon and started publishing all these reports on why it's now finally first the time to buy it. And then, of course, a few days later, after it comes down hard, they're all right back to where they should be, hating gold and silver. And I have to tell you, Alan, and your listeners, that's extremely important to understand this. I've said this now for years to my readers. You're not going to get the national media to ever be consensus-wise for any length of time bullish on gold and silver. And the reason for that is they make their living off of following and reporting on the financial industry. And the financial industry, 99% of its living is from selling financial assets. Gold and silver is the enemy to those assets. So you're never going to get widespread consensus bullishness because it be betting on something that literally goes against what they make their living on. And if people would just grow accustomed to that and not get all hoop and bothered when, you know, one of these many, many newspapers or CNBC comes out and bashes gold and silver, I'm glad they're back to doing that. That's where they should be, and they'll be that way as we hit 2,000 on gold. And then sometime when we have a big parabolic rise again, they'll get on the bandwagon, and people are going to have to remember this and say, uh-oh, maybe I need to sell something now because these folks are finally turning bullish.
You know, that's a really interesting point. Pete, I have a question for you regarding the energy situation. The price of oil decreased earlier in the week, okay? And my thinking along those lines was that I think that when Osama bin Laden was killed Sunday night, my personal opinion was I think a lot of people felt that, well, you know, the Middle East now is going to settle down. We're going to be okay. There's going to be no problem with supply, et cetera, et cetera. And that was reflected in a declining price of oil. I think that is a totally incorrect sentiment on their part, and that's why I think oil began to go back up at the end of the week. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it was just an excuse to take large-scale profits that were on the table. Look, nothing's changed. If you look at any country, before the news that Bin Laden broke, and you look at any country in that area, nothing's changed for the better in any of those countries.
Not even
whether
close.
It's Syria, Libya, et cetera. So it was an excuse. We're in a little bit of, and something I wrote about to my readers a couple weeks ago, that we were likely going to see a little counter-trend rally in the U.S. dollar, a little bear market blip up. Things came together, including the absolutely main reason why everything got squeezed, the enormous rises in margin requirements, all came together to squeeze the parabolic rise we were seeing in silver and to a lesser extent other commodities. Good. The hot money, those people that just trade in and out, momentum players and all, they've sold out. Good. Let gold and silver return to the market that we've lived with for almost 7 and 8 years. Slow but steady rises up, higher and higher levels, defying all the experts, all the bubble callers, all the top callers and everything. And let the main news be something else. Let it not be what silver is doing. Let not that be the thing we turn on the financial regular news and hear them talking about silver. Let us go back to the bull market that we know is still intact. All the reasons that existed 4 weeks ago and we felt was justifiable still remain. And we'll have all the regular, you know, perma bears telling us how wrong we are all the way up. And that's just what the doctor ordered if you're long-term bullish.
I think that's just what the doctor ordered for us. You know, I have to tell you, I think, in my opinion, the bottom line, the reason that I continue to be very, very bullish on precious metals, Pete, is because of the actions of, to a very, very large extent, mainland China, and to a lesser extent, India, and the actions of so many of the central banks around the world purchasing more gold. I mean, these people aren't stupid. China isn't into the gold market head over heels because they're looking to lose money. India isn't into the gold market head over heels because they're looking to lose money. The central banks all over the world came out on Bloomberg on Monday. Central banks all over the world are increasing their reserves. It's not like these people are idiots. It's not like the press in the United States is absolutely correct when they say no reason whatsoever to purchase something as nonsensical as gold. These guys, Pete, know what they're doing. And I'll tell you, right at the front of that pack, you have the mainland Chinese. Those guys are very, very bright. Long term, they know precious metals is the place to be. And I think we're headed into a direction where the reserve currency of the world is going to be asset-based, and I think it's going to be based on gold and possibly, to a smaller extent, silver. You think I'm nuts?
No. In fact, I think that was lost in all the news of how much central banks increased the holdings. Also lost in the news was, again, coming out of China, their decision to continue to diversify away from the dollar and look for other investments. And I think the other thing we need to recognize, again, is that slow but steady is what that market was all about, and it's defied the experts. And, you know, this other thing, this report of Soros supposedly selling, you know, we had that at the last correction last year, and it turned out that it wasn't true. So I think all in all the ingredients that remained positive for us to be bullish on gold and silver are back. We had a healthy correction. It may not shoot right back up right away, but, again, we're still in the mother of all gold bull markets, as far as I'm concerned.
Peter, I agree with you 1,000%. Opine on this one real quick. You think the price of the stocks, the related stocks, are going to start going up again?
I think the junior market, ironically, is washed out. I said that yesterday. In fact, I noted to my readers I put a very large-scale amount of money back to work for my own account. So I think the juniors, anybody who thinks we were going to have a long, dried-out summer for the juniors, mistaken. I think they made bottoms. They may not shoot up right away, but I think you have to be shopping now for the juniors because I think we're going to have a nice rally into the fall and winter.
Well, I'll tell you where Big Al is coming from, because I like to keep my listeners aware of this. We did take some money off the table, put it into real estate. We certainly didn't go out and spend it in something stupid. We put it in real estate because I thought that was a fairly safe place to be. But you know what? We are done definitely taking money off the table. I, like Mr. Grandich, am back into the junior market head over heels. I think it's a good place to be, not with all of my assets, but certainly with a substantial portion of them. Listen, I want to suggest to you guys out there, you got to go to Pete's website, Peter Grandich's blog, his website, etc. Really, really good stuff. Pete, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Peter Grandich is a very, very interesting guy, kind of a big brother of mine in the industry. He's been involved for an awful lot of years. His observations, predictions, et cetera, are right on. You know, Big Al's the luckiest guy in the world in the sense that most of the guests on this particular program are people who I've known for a long time and are people who they really become pretty close friends of mine, and I really rely on them for increasing my knowledge of the hard asset industry. And one of those people is a really, really good guy by the name of Brian London. Brian is a purveyor of the New Orleans Investment Conference, which in my opinion is perhaps the most sophisticated of all the investment conferences out there. It's held in the fall, typically in October. Brian has a blockbuster show coming up this year. One of the headliners, or the headliner, is none other than Glenn Beck. Let's begin by talking a little bit about your show, Brian.
Well, you know, Al, we've always we've had quite a reputation as being the conference that brings in the big headliners, the big names in economics, investment, and geopolitics.
Oh yeah.
And the reason we do that is it all kind of mixes together. One leads to the other, and we've seen that particularly lately, where you know the political situation in the U.S. and the economic situation in the U.S. has virtually locked up a bull market in gold and silver for the foreseeable future. So we've gone all out this year to really bring in a blockbuster cast of speakers and experts, led off by Glenn Beck, but also featuring Charles Krauthammer, Dennis Gartman, Stephen Hayes, Stephen Moore, Peter Schiff, just a real strong roster of people who can not only address the economic and investment end, but also the political forces at play that affect the markets.
Brian, I have always felt that politics was perhaps the most important input in the hard asset market. Whether you're talking about politics in the United States, whether you're talking about politics on an international level, I mean, how can anybody, as an example, say that the political situation in the Middle East, let's get away from the U.S. just for a minute, how can anybody say that the political situation in the Middle East isn't a huge, huge driving factor in the upward movement right now of the price of gold and silver?
Well, I think it does. I think it is in the short term. But what really impresses me, or what I think is the most important for investors to consider over the long term, are the real fundamental factors that are driving the metals, and that's money and debt.
Yeah, sure.
There's been so much money created and so much debt created. And to pay off that debt, there's going to have to be a lot more fiat currency. Great, there's no way to grow our way out of the problems we have right now in the U.S. and globally, and there's no way to cut expenses enough to adequately address this debt load. It's got to be inflated away.
It simply has to. There are only two ways for the United States to work itself out of this situation, either inflate our way out or simply renege on the debt. And I got to tell you, which is the lesser of two evils? I mean, I'm really not sure, but regardless, either action is incredibly positive for people wanting to invest in gold and silver.
Absolutely, and if you look at the reactions to the Ryan budget plan, that what we've entered right now is, from the standpoint of the Obama administration, we've already entered the campaign.
Yeah.
And what that response to the Ryan budget plan did was just announce to the investing public that there's not going to be any serious structural work done on controlling the debt before the 2012 election.
Isn't that amazing?
We've got close to 18 months locked in for a bull market here.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I mentioned that a couple, 3 weeks ago. I said I think that the only thing that'll turn the direction of the secular bull market that we're in right now is if the United States really, really tries to clean up its house, for lack of better terms, from a financial sense. But you know what? It's not a good action politically, because all you're looking at, man, is hardships.
That's correct. And if the Obama administration is reelected in 2012, then I think we can rest assured that there'll be another four years or so of high gold and silver price.
Well, you know, CNN had an interesting poll that came out yesterday. And interestingly enough, one of the former speakers at your conference, Ron Paul, was picked as having the greatest, the best chance, I guess I should say, for lack of better terms, to to beat the president in an election. That's not to say that he's going to get the nomination, because there are a number of people ahead of him, specifically Huckabee, etc. But I think President Obama is going to get reelected, and I don't think anything is going to happen to change this very miserable financial situation that we're in right now, because you know what? I don't think that the population of the United States is ready to undergo, for lack of better terms, some of the real hardships that are going to occur.
That's true, I don't want to absolve the Republicans. They they also helped get us into this mess.
Of course they did.
And, you know, it's all getting caught up in the whole Washington power scheme. And,
sure.
And you know, they get into that. They may say talk the good fight in the election, but that they just get absolved into that political scene in Washington and get caught up in it. So, you know, I don't see where we're going to get our nation extracted from these problems in the near term, even, over the next 5 or 6 years.
I don't either.
And that's why it's so vitally important that investors educate themselves, play these swings in the metals markets to their advantage.
Sure.
Make sure that they're properly positioned and they educate themselves.
I agree 1,000%. And one of the best ways to educate yourself is to attend conferences like the New Orleans Investment Conference, etc. Brian, you also have a newsletter. You talk about companies in the newsletter. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, would you?
Well, it's Gold Newsletter, and it's been around for 40 years now.
Long time.
And it actually was one of the leading voices or fundamental drivers of creating the hard money market back in the early 70s and returning the right of private gold ownership to American investors.
Sure.
But I've been working on the newsletter since 1985 and write all of the – and completely write it right now and handle all of the reviews and recommendations for the mining stocks. We focus on specifically on junior resource stocks, you know, the ones that offer really explosive – upside potential, a bit more risk than some of the majors, but it's just been spectacularly successful over the 10 years of this bull market.
We do the same thing on the program. And, you know, we don't do it in a written sense, obviously, but we are now, much to the happiness, for lack of better terms, of many of our listeners who have sent me numerous emails. We're spending more and more time chatting about companies. You know, there's all kinds of disclosures in our litigious society that you have to give. You know, we have to say that if we have an interest in these companies, we state specifically what that interest is, et cetera, et cetera. We have to state that, you know, I'm not a registered investment advisor. This is not registered investment advice. But, you know, typically in regardless of that, people take a look at the companies that we profile. And I get a lot of thank yous from people who have said, you know, we've done really, really well in a lot of the companies that you have that you've discussed on this program. What I'd like to do in the future, you know, running out of time today, but in the future, you know, let's profile some of the companies that you're writing about. I mean, you're a real expert in this field. You've been doing it for 26 years. Let's talk about some of the stuff that you like. Okay, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. And to continue our discussion about gold and silver, the correction that occurred this week, where we think gold is going right now. Peter Grandich had some really interesting things to say in the first segment. I'm chatting with a buddy of mine right now who I think is a great technician. And he's got some what I think is very, very valuable ideas regarding gold and silver that you ought to consider. Rick Ackerman. Rick has a newsletter called Rick's Picks. Rick is very active on the internet through his webinars, etc. He's been involved in the financial community for long, long time. This guy knows what he's doing. We've traveled around the world together, visited mining sites. Got nothing but respect for Mr. Ackerman. Rick, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the kind words, Al.
What do you got to say about silver? Let's start out there.
Well, it's up, down, and all around. And, you know, when we look back on the last week where silver just plummeted from $50, it becomes clear that the powers that be really do have a certain amount of control over it, and you might say that they took their best shot at 50. They let it hover there for a little bit, the roadrunner off the end of the cliff there. It was just a question of how many days it would take to look down. So we had a nice rally Sunday night, just kind of a last hit fake on the Osama bin Laden news.
Yeah.
And silver has really gotten pummeled since.
It has, but it came back on Friday.
Right, and it's really trying to get its footing here. But one thing I would say, if you look at silver as having gotten as overbought as a lot of the skeptics out there said it was, then it's pretty oversold now. And gold never really got as far ahead of itself as silver. So today we've got a situation where, you know, the June gold contract has been up as much as maybe 20 points or so, and silver not so much. But silver, I think, is going to find more and more support from a gold futures contract that's reluctant to go any lower at this point. So, you know, silver, they can only punish it so badly if gold isn't going to come down with it.
You know, I would agree with that one 100%. The thing that I'm finding to be interesting about gold and silver is, you know, yeah, we're up, down, all around, you know, all around the block on it, and we have been definitely this week. But, you know, as I mentioned to Peter in the first segment when we were talking about this, a couple of international actions in my mind really, really bode well for a continued increasing price in the precious metals. And that is, number one, the actions of mainland China. And number two, I mean, how can you disregard the significant purchasing that's going on by central banks around the world of gold bullion? I mean, anybody who disregards that, I think, is nuts.
Right. And not just the central banks. You know, the Chinese government has essentially given its blessings to the Chinese people to go out there and buy as much gold and silver as they like, as much as they can get their hands on.
Right.
And, of course, China has made it possible now for foreigners to open accounts that are yuan-denominated in Chinese banks.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting way for China to diversify away from the dollar by way of the treasury paper reserves that it holds. You know, instead of depending on the U.S. Treasury, it simply extracts the savings of, let's say, U.S. citizens worried about the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
So it's a brilliant plan.
Well, the Chinese are not stupid people. There's no question about that. I've said this ad nauseum on the show. I was involved with as a director of a publicly traded bank. I was the token Caucasian. Everybody else was Chinese. And let me tell you, I worked with those guys for 22 years, and I have nothing but respect for them. I mean, what are you looking at, Rick? Let's say for the next 6 months. Let's get through the summer, and let's say between now and say the end of November. What are you looking for in terms of price here?
In silver?
And gold.
Well, I think we're going to see, I thought it would be a very quick correction, you know, in very powerful bull markets like we've had. Usually nasty corrections are recouped relatively quickly. But I'd say at this point that the damage in silver is considerable, and it's going to need to do some base building. It's going to take more than the 7 to 10 days that I originally thought. But, you know, the purely technical on silver, the downtrend has created what I call a bearish impulse leg on the daily chart. And I'm going to need a rally from here up into, let's say, the low 40s, low to mid 40s, and then a decline. And it's really that decline which I see occurring maybe 6 to 10 days, maybe 15 days out, that's going to tell me what the long-term trend looks like, you know, whether it's still as powerful as ever. And if it is, we should see silver rally here over the next week or two and then come down again, but not come down as far as my targeting would suggest. It's only going to get halfway to its target. So we'll know better in a couple weeks. But I see at least a, you know, three-week consolidation here in silver, maybe even a little longer. And the same thing for gold. Silver is probably going to be more volatile than gold, but
it always is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I've got a low end right now on the July silver contract of around 31 and change. That's as bad as I could see it getting. And my target in gold, this is basis the June contract, is I think 15.21 and 80 cents. 15. So we nearly got there, and that's about as bad as I could see. But if both of those vehicles slice through those supports, then I would have to take another look.
So you're thinking that our colleague, Mr. Moriarty, Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold, when he's calling for silver to collapse into the 20s, and if I'm not mistaken, he said stay there for a while. You don't think that's going to happen? I personally don't think that's going to happen. I mean, Bob's a good friend, and he's an interesting guy and all of that, but I think he's off base on this one. I don't see it coming down that much, because you're talking about, you know, potentially a 50% drop in the price of gold. I'm sorry, silver. Close to a 50% drop in the price. And I don't see that happening. I think there are too many investors out there around the world who are just, you know, they're going to take the demand to the point where that simply can't happen. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to back you up on that, a few words on that statement. You know, I'd have to say, when was a 50% correction of a powerful bull market ever that unusual? I have a lot of respect for Bob Moriarty as a timer. You know,
yeah,
I've seen him go from very bullish to very bearish.
Right.
You know, he'll turn on a dime, and I've seen him make some very good calls. And also, with respect to a 50% retracement in silver down to the mid-20s, he's got good company out there. I mean, one guy that I like a lot, a fellow named Ross Clark, who does forecasting for Bob Hoy, Institutional Advisors.
Sure.
He had two scenarios, and that was the more bearish one, but I definitely wouldn't rule out a 50% correction. So I'm looking at, for me, at a low, possible low of around 31, it's not inconceivable that it could go the extra $6 or $7 to get down to the mid-20s.
Okay, let me ask you this. You're saying you don't think it's going to happen. I'm saying I don't think it's going to happen. My reason is I think that the demand, the international demand, will keep the metal up there. But what's your reasoning real quick? Got about a minute left here.
I'm about 60-40. I think 60%, you know, chance that it's going to hold above 30.
Yeah.
And maybe 40% that it's going to break down, go into the mid-20s. But you have to remember that even though that buying demand is out there, that the move that we're having already has scared the hell out of all the bulls. I mean, these things happen. These corrections go further than you expect because the bulls are scared senseless.
Yep. Well, they are. We are in some interesting times. I'm not too concerned, and I'm on record on saying this on MarketWatch, on Kitco, on this site, etc. The reason I'm not very concerned right now is I would maintain that we are still in the eye of the perfect storm for precious metals. Now, is that going to continue on indefinitely? Of course not. But have the fundamental reasons for buying gold or silver really changed at all? In the past few weeks? No, I don't think they have at all. So, I agree with all of you guys. I think that the secular bull market that Jim Rogers talks about, that you talk about, that everybody talks about, I think it's here for a while, and I think we got a good 5 years. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report. I got my buddy Trader Raj with me. Trader Raj is a almost daily contributor to our website. He is a regular guest on our radio program. I have an awful lot of respect for this guy. He is one of the best fundamental chartists out there. Raj, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, we came out yesterday, not we, but you came out yesterday with your TraderTracks newsletter, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but some interesting things happened in that newsletter that I want to get you to elaborate on. Number one, when we were talking out of the studio, you were raising some real concerns about what's going on in the UK. Here's a direct quote from your newsletter, okay? Quote, in our view, Europe can still hang on with the fall of Iceland, Ireland, Portugal, and Greece. However, if either Spain or the UK tumble into the credit abyss, we suspect the whole deck of cards will fall. Italy is now going critical as well, and the rating services are more aggressive with downgrades to get ahead of the problem's curve and not get caught being too late with poor ratings. Further, we learned this week that Bank of America has recently invested $888 billion in Italy and Spain. Ouch. All right, let's concentrate, Raj, if you don't mind, on what's going on in the UK. Why are you concerned?
Well, what people need to understand, first of all, the backdrop or setting on the UK economy and the politics there versus the U.S. In the U.S., our Treasury Secretary and Bernanke at Federal Reserve have taken the path of more liquidity and pump and print, basically printing and throwing bonds and currency out there, trying to liquefy the situation so we don't sink into deflation. On the other hand, in the UK, Mr. Cameron, the new prime minister in charge, is actually trying to do the right thing, but it's going to impose an awful lot of pain, and it already has. What he's trying to do is to get the UK on an austerity program to cut expenses and to stop printing bonds and money and basically get into the austerity mode. The problem with being in the austerity mode is
all the problems are baked into the cake over there, just like they are in the U.S. They got the same derivative problems. They got the housing problem. And worst of all, now the inflation is starting to show inclinations to go out of control. They said that their inflation number looks like it's going to soar above 4% in the next report, which is twice the number, the Bank of England's target level, and that's the highest rate since the year 2008. Now, what is this doing? It's causing inflation on one hand, and people are earning less money on the other hand. They've had no pay increases. They've got serious problems in trying to pay their bills. They're getting squeezed from both ends, deflation and inflation. Not only that, but in this report that we saw from the Telegraph, they said that not only is the inflation running at twice the rate on both the continent and the U.S., that means the continent Europe, but as weak as the pound is, it has pushed up the cost of imports. And a spike in global commodities also has caused more inflation. Now, that cooled off with this latest drop in commodities, but that's going to go back up again. But the important thing there that this gentleman was saying is that VAT tax, the VAT, which they have in the U.K., has risen from 17.5% to 20%. That stealth inflation that's baked into the cake and almost everything that's manufactured and sold in the country. Now, that tax is something that Ms. Pelosi wants to have in the U.S., and, of course, it's another tool to raise more cash for the government itself. But what they've got now is they've got stagflation, they've got slow growth, they got higher inflation, and their money will not buy nearly what it would before. So they really are getting squeezed, and things are getting kind of really tight.
Roger, I want to talk about that inflation number for just a second, because that kind of raised an eyebrow for me when I was reading this particular part of Trader Tracks, and that is, you're talking about 4%. 4% is not particularly a large number. Tell me why that's of concern.
Well, that way it depends on what time frame that's in. If that's 4% for 1 month times 12, that's 36% inflation.
48.
Excuse me. But, you know, they don't say in this report that which month that represents, but the December rate was 3.7, so I presume this is either January or one of the months after January. So obviously it's going up. And inflation, according to John Williams, our friend John Williams is very good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Is hyperinflation is 50%.
Yep.
Now, if we're saying that this thing is running at 4%, and you times that times 12, you're looking very close to a hyperinflation number for the U.K. That's
pretty scary. Yeah, it's more than just pretty scary. It's really, really scary. What do you think about the austerity measures? I mean, I think that's ultimately what's going to happen in the United States. What do you think about the effectiveness of that over in the U.K.? You think it's going to work?
Well, it's in the shorter term, it hurts them. In the longer term, it's going to be the right thing to do. But the interim pain getting from here to there is just awful.
Yeah.
And, a lot of those things really were witnessed by Herbert Hoover in the 29, 30, or 31 period of time before Roosevelt got in office.
Yeah.
He was trying to install austerity, and considering the deflation situation, it was like getting hit on the head with a hammer.
Sure.
I mean, this is really a very difficult thing for these people. And Jimmy Rogers, in a related story, said the U.K. is going to need a bailout soon. I mean, he sees this stuff and understands it, too. Let me explain a couple more things that came out in the other article by CNBC, which has now been taken down offline. They're saying the U.K. families are facing the biggest cash crunch since 1870. And this was an article by the Daily Mail in the U.K. They're facing the greatest pressure on their finances for nearly 150 years. Workers are getting inflation. They're getting low pay raises or no pay raises for the fourth year in a row. And according to Deloitte, the big accounting company, they're saying that this is the first time since the 1870s that real wages, the sum you earn after inflation has been taken into account, has fallen down for four successive years in a row. One of the executives at Deloitte did say, he's an economic advisor, he said that household income in the UK, disposable income, is going to fall by £780 this year. He also predicted incomes will not return to their 2009 peak until the year 2015.
Wow. Well, to say the least, that is very, very interesting. I am I'm very concerned about that. Got to watch your throat, big guy. I'm very, very concerned about that. You know, all we need right now to keep this to really turn this thing into a major three-ring circus is to have a bailout necessary for the United Kingdom. I mean, that would be.
Well, now you're talking about that's comparable, in my view. As a comparable bailout to Canada, maybe not the U.S. because the U.S. is so much bigger, but how about Japan or China?
Yeah.
And this is really serious. And then on top of that, I got another report today. This is only a rumor.
Yeah.
But it's an indication of what's going on. I got this from a broker this morning who's very reliable. He said that Greece is threatening to leave the euro area, and Germany's Der Spiegel says the finance minister from the eurozone and the EU Commission holdings crisis meeting today in Luxembourg. They're holding a crisis meeting to try to prevent Greece from leaving the Euroland group. This agenda includes possible near-term debt restructuring for Greece. Everybody denies it. Greece denies it, but, I mean, that just shows you what's going on. I mean, it's getting to be Panic City over there.
Well, it's getting to be Panic City all over, I mean, in my humble opinion. But, you know, I have to tell you, in my mind, it's very, very interesting how all of this is playing out, for lack of better terms, in the precious metals market. You know, Raj, I was interviewed yesterday on, or Thursday, I'm sorry, on CBS Market Watch, you know, and there I basically went against the trend when I said I don't think this correction that you're seeing, if you even want to call it a correction, and I guess you have to in gold and silver, is particularly of a concern. I said, you know, we're in the perfect storm. I mean, any first-year economic student could just look at what's going on around the world and say, yeah, gold and silver makes sense. I mean, as we're recording this, and this is pre-recorded, we're doing this on Friday, I mean, gold is up $20, total reversal from yesterday. Silver, it continues to rise, up about 60 cents right now. I mean, it's all of this is very, very bullish, in my mind, for the price of gold. Listen, we got to close this out here, but I want to say one thing. Roger is doing a daily market trends segment on our website every day. We have changed the market close, which is simply nothing more than no-brainer numbers, to market trends, where he provides some insight. We got some very, very positive response on this when he did it the first day on Thursday. You guys take a listen. It's very, very good. Stick around. Big Al's going to be back for the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Hang on.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.